Tonight's topic was suggested by David Carmelli. I see him here. It's about some particular product that if you pour water in it, so you mix the water with powder, so at first it becomes something liquid and something you could drink. And after a few moments, it turned into some type of cream, turned into some type of solid. So the question that he had asked from his father-in-law is whether or not that's a violation of a lush. So this particular product I'm not familiar with, but we do have a model when it comes to making jello on Shabbos. Can a person make jello or pudding on Shabbos? Is that permitted? So let's go through the various issues. We have Rav Ozner writes in Shevet Levi Chelek Zayin Simen Mem Aleph. There are potentially four different issues when it comes to making pudding, making jello on Shabbos. And the four issues that he raises are as follows. Makim Epatish, Bone, Lush, and Nola. So let's go through each one briefly. When it comes to Makim Epatish, there's a discussion whether or not Makim Epatish applies to food or not. Can you make food something that's inedible to edible? Forgetting cooking, just preparing something. It comes up when preparing food for animals. You need to cut it in such a way where they could eat it. Is that Makim Epatish? The poskim agree that there is no Makim Epatish when it comes to preparing food. So we've neutralized Makim Epatish. That is not an issue. Second issue could be bone, building. Binyan comes up when it, with respect to making cheese, the Gemara says. Making cheese, you build up the different particles of milk and whatever else it's made from. You've created cheese, you built a block of cheese. That's bone, an Isser and Shabbos. Says Rav Ozner, that's not shayach here, because bone is only when you're taking different particles, different chatichos, and combining them, building a building. But that's by cheese, the particles of milk that have been solid, you build them up into a cheese. When it comes to making jello, there are no particles, not building particles up. Yeah, there's powder here, but that's not called chatichos. That's not called pieces that you're trying to attach together. That was more like Lego we discussed yesterday, putting Lego together. But powder and water, that's not called binyan, so binyan's not an issue either. But what is an issue is lush. Lush and then nolat. So lush is an issue because whenever you combine different particles to create a new mixture of something, a new solid, so that would be a problem of lush. So there are really three types of mixtures when it comes to lush. There's either making a liquid. I mean, if I make hot cocoa on Shabbos, forgetting bishel for right now, if I pour water and put it in cocoa powder or chocolate syrup and put milk with it, that's a liquid. In the end, if it's still liquid, that's not lush. Lush only when you combine particles and something to make something new, a new consistency. Let's say tuna fish and mayonnaise. You have tuna and mayonnaise, mixing that together, that would be lush because it's more of a solid. So when it comes to making a solid, there are two types of solids. There's what's called blila racha and blila ava. When it comes to a liquidy type of substance, not liquid as in a drink, but it's more liquidy versus something more solid. Let's say you were to make, a ketchup. Let's say you can mix together ketchup, French dressing, and or Russian dressing with mayonnaise. You mix it together. That might be a looser type of mixture, depending how it flows. And something thicker would be a thicker. So a blila ava, which thick, is a chiv derais and isser derais, chiv chatas. But if it's only blila raka, where it's a liquidy type of mixture, that would be an isser midrabanim. So that's the issues of lush. By combining them together, although immediately, when you put the powder and water together, it's just liquid, but over time, by having it sit in the refrigerator, after a few hours, it's become a solid now, that would be a violation of blila ava. It's a real solid now, and that would be an isser midiraisa, says Rav Ozner. So therefore, even though it's a delayed reaction, immediately it's liquid and delayed until later on, still that's considered an isser midiraisa. And they point out, the Rebbe, I think Shlomo Zalman says that even though you need to put in the fridge to make it happen as well, that would still be a violation of lush. So that's the biggest issue having to contend with is lush. The other issue is nolad. So there's something called molid and there's something called nolad. Molid is when you are actively creating something new. You're chopping ice and making ice into water. You're chopping it. That's molid. Nolad is if you allow something to become passively into a solid. So we'll talk about maybe ice a different time, but at least according to the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim are makeup by Nolad. If you put water in the fridge to make it ice, into the freezer to make it ice, that's Nolad, that's passive, and according to the Sfardim, that would be allowed. Ashkenazim Paskin, one should not violate Nolad, you should not make ice on Shabbos unless it's a real tzorach. So there's a Nolad issue here as well, because you're turning a liquid into a solid. So there's lush, and there's also Nolad. And therefore, Rav Ozner concludes, one should not make jello on the Shabbos. Rabbi Ribbia addresses the question as well. Rabbi Ribbia writes that in addition to Nolad and Lush, there's also perhaps an issue of Bishul. Because when I recall, it's been a while since I last made Jello, but Jello, you pour hot water in the powder, so therefore that would be possibly Bishul as well. Even in a klisheni, we know klisheni is able to be mevashel kale abishel. That which gets cooked easily, it's still cookable in klisheni. So there's another issue with at least jello, you have to pour hot water on, would be a violation perhaps of abishel. So he thinks in the end you should not make jello on Shabbos. Orcha Shabbos says the same thing. He says one should not make a jello or pudding on Shabbos for all the same reasons. Piskei Tshuva says, isn't this grumma? Isn't it a delayed reaction? So shouldn't there be a certain heter here? He says, no. Since this is the derech to make it, this is the way one should make it, therefore, he says that since it's the proper way, it's not called grumma. When you're using something in the normal normal method, that's not a heter of grumma. Therefore, Rav Osner, Rav Ribiat, Rav Ruben of Or HaShabbos, and the Piskei Tshuva all conclude one should not make jello at all. Given our particular case, however, so since it doesn't turn into a very thick solid, it might be a blila rak, I don't know how solid it gets, that might be a question whether it's an issa midrabanan or an issa midraisa, which would then dictate there might be a heter. What's the heter? Are there ever any heterim when it comes to lush? Now, in terms of nolad, the only heter of nolad you could employ here is if there's a great need. If whatever you're making is a need, it's a torah, so then you could override nolad. But what about the lush issue? So when it comes to lush, the following heter possibly exists. If it's something that gets mixed together whereby there's an order how you have to put the items in, so if you switch the order, so then there's a heter. So let's say the powder goes in first and then the water, so in this case you put the water in first and then you put the powder, or vice versa. Whatever the normal way is, you could switch the order. That would be allowed when it comes to a belila raka, a soft type of belila. But what if you don't know? What if there is no order? It doesn't make a difference. The instructions say it's going to come out the same way whether you put water or powder in first. Is there a heter? So Rav Moshe was asked in Igos Moshe, Or Chaim Chelek Dalad, Simin Ayin Dalad, in the section of Melechas Lush, Os Yudbeis. He was asked the question, Immuter Lahachin Tamches Tepuchi Adama Me'avakin Masa, meaning, can you make instant potatoes on Shabbos? Or pudding Me'avakin Nimsa from some type of a powder, is that allowed as well by switching the order of water and the powder? So he says when it comes to instant pudding, rather instant mashed potatoes, it's usher regardless of the order. When it comes to pudding, however, since pudding, because again, mashed potatoes is a very thick, it's a blila abba. So blila abba, you can't, the switching order doesn't make a difference. Blila raka, if it's a liquid type of mixture, the order will change. So therefore, by pudding, which he felt was a little bit more liquid into blila raka, he says you are able to change the order. So now the question becomes, what if there is no order? There's no order. What do you do? So Rav Moshe seems to imply that if there's no order, however you normally do it, so you could change order what you normally do. The Chazon Ish says if there is no order, there is no such heter. And therefore the poskim Shmir Shabbos says when it comes to making a jello or anything like that where there is no order how to make it, switching order doesn't help. In which case, it would be usher to make jello on Shabbos because of lush. It's usher to make jello on Shabbos because of nolad and possibly bishul as well. So the particular question at hand, it would be usher as well, even though it's a delayed type of lush, it would be usher. Unless, of course, this consistency is a little bit more liquidy, and then the order does make a difference, so then switching the order would be allowed in terms of lush, and in terms of nolad, if it's really a tzorech, so then there would be a possible heter for that as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Imit Hashem, tomorrow night, you have a question, David?